Governor Phil Scott has issued an executive order directing businesses to close all in-person operations and ordering residents, except for reasons related to health and safety, to stay at home. But what if you don't have a home to go to? According to federal estimates, more than 1,000 Vermonters experience homelessness on any given day. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, state and local officials are scrambling to limit that population's exposure to COVID-19.
It is an eerily quiet lunch hour in downtown Montpelier. Under normal circumstances, a steady stream of state office workers would be heading into town about now to grab a sandwich at Pinky's or a slice at Positive Pie. These are not normal circumstances, though, and today, Aaron has the city pretty much to himself.
I'm 28 years old. I've been homeless for 12 years, since I was 16 years old.
Aaron only wanted to give me his first name. He's been living in a courtyard at the United Church of Christ for a few weeks now, under a wooden picnic table he's propped up with some found bricks.
Then I've got tarps over it at every angle. I put carpet and cardboard down and a foam sleeping pad, and so it holds the heat in. So it could be, you know, 10 or 12 degrees outside, but in there it's 65 degrees.
65 degrees because the stone patio we're standing on has radiant heating.
This is definitely like a Marriott. It's a good spot.
Aaron says he fully appreciates the seriousness of COVID-19, and he says the advice from public health officials to self-isolate at home seems entirely logical. But that advice isn't terribly useful for people experiencing homelessness, and Aaron isn't too keen on heading to the local shelter.
It almost seems like we would be safer on the street than in a shelter, because then you're in a room with 20 to 40 people versus being outside.
Rick DeAngelis, director of the Good Samaritan Haven in Barrie, says Aaron's concerns are well-founded.
Because, you know, a congregate setting like a shelter, people sleeping in bunk beds or in cots on the floors next to each other, it's not a safe situation.
Which is why DeAngelis, at the behest of the state, moved the 40 people staying at three homeless shelters operated by Good Samaritan into an Econolodge in Montpelier that had recently been closed.
So it took a tremendous amount of effort to make that happen, and in fact, we were successful. We moved 40 people into an area motel, with the last person getting into their room about 1 o'clock in the morning.
That big move in central Vermont on Sunday is part of a statewide effort to prevent an outbreak in a community that may be particularly vulnerable to the coronavirus. Here's Ken Schatz.
So it is obviously particularly challenging, as you can imagine, for homeless people when much of the advice is about self-quarantine and limit contact with others when you're homeless because you don't have a place to go.
Schatz says the state has already moved what he calls hyper-vulnerable individuals into hotel and motel rooms. These include elderly people experiencing homelessness and those with underlying medical issues. The state has also distributed guidance to shelters that continue to operate, such as special sanitation regimens and finding sites to isolate people who show symptoms of COVID-19. A vacant dormitory at Linden Institute will be repurposed as a homeless shelter later this week, and a spokesperson for the Department for Children and Families says more announcements will be coming soon. DeAngelis says all these measures are taking a massive budgetary toll on organizations like Good Samaritan.
So I have no idea where the money is going to come from, and I'm just spending what I need to spend.
Good Samaritan, which generates about a third of its annual revenues from donations, issued an emergency appeal for funding on Monday. With so much economic dislocation in recent weeks, DeAngelis is worried his organization will have many more clients to deal with soon.
So it's not just an emergency appeal, it's a help us be ready for the future and helping people in the future.
Meanwhile, people in Aaron's situation are trying to acclimate to a world in which the few comforts they could count on, like public bathrooms, for instance, are suddenly off limits due to concerns over the new coronavirus.
So it's making it difficult to, like, have some semblance of subsistence as a homeless person.
Aaron isn't worried about his own health. He's got a strong immune system, he says.
And, you know, I've got, like, a titanium stomach. I can handle anything.
It's the older people he's concerned about, and the ones with compromised immune systems. And he says he hopes public officials do everything they can to keep them healthy as COVID-19 continues to spread. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.